Welcome to the Playing with the Boys podcast. I'm your host, Aaron, and I'm joined by the usual suspects, Mark.
Hi.
Mike.
Hello.
And that asshole, Boney.
Yep.
Brazzers.
Yeah, we've got plenty to talk about. I think our first subject is going to be this tremendous Ohio State marching band story and the sexualization of their band that had their band director fired. And Mark seems extremely interested in this, so I'll let him go over the story for you.
All right, first let me start by saying, as someone who knows people who were in the band in college and high school, can we all agree that band people are the weirdest people, like the weirdest sect of people?
Easy.
Yeah, they all, like, that's what the first thing I thought, like, isn't every band, like, I remember in high school, like, I played football, you know, so I obviously wasn't in a band, but, like, you would always hear the stories of all the weird things that were happening on the band bus to football games. It was, like, and it was always, like, the just ugliest, like, most grotesque kids you went to school with. It was really horrible.
Yeah, and they all, like, and the way I put it when speaking to people was, like, they don't go from out of their own little element. Like, they all cross-pollinate with each other. Girls in the band only sleep with guys in the band.
Oh, jeez.
Because no one else
wants to sleep with them.
No, I mean, I don't know if that's true.
Okay. Did you guys have attractive people in your high school's band? Because mine, I don't know that there was one.
The only girls that were attractive in the band were, they weren't even, they didn't play instruments. They had,
like the flag or whatever?
The flag twirlers and the baton twirlers.
All right.
The color guard, dude? The color guard is the weirdest.
I don't want to, yeah, the color guard, we actually had some really hot color guard. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, the weirdest music people saw in high school, the weirdest music people in order of weirdness is, one, is the orchestra, two, band, and three, chorus.
I would agree.
I've always found that the strangest subgroup of band people were drumline. Because, like, I'm not talking about, like,
drumline
in Atlanta where it's competitive. I'm talking about the kids who, like, play the drums in their shitty ska bands or, like, you know, wannabe metal bands, and then after they're done thrashing with Slayer shirts on, they go to band practice and play like the alma mater.
Yeah, and they, you know, in my school, I don't know if every school does this, but, like, on, like, Mondays after the football game on Friday night, like, that first day back at school, no matter what actually happened in the football game, like, our band was always really pumped up that they, like, won. And the drummers... The drummers would have their own little, like, drum off with the opposing team, and, like they went, like, 40-0 through my 4 years of high school. They won the playoff games, too, so they were, like, 40-something-0. They never lost.
Did they sack Courtney Reynolds twice?
No, I don't know, but they beat their band to death, that's for sure.
To death?
The band and the football team didn't get along in my high school.
Yeah, they didn't really in mine either, but they were undefeated. I know that. They told me.
Each other. I throw rocks at them every day.
All right, so there's one little part of this story that is getting a lot more run than the others, and that is, and I'll read from the actual PDF attachment. This is the attachment that was released from Ohio State about the investigation. During his interview in June 12, 2014, the marching band director, Waters, stated that in May 2014, he initiated a conversation whether to eliminate inappropriate names for the senior members of the band, giving the freshman or rookie members of the band. And here are some of the more sexually explicit names, and some of these are fantastic. One witness said in 2013, all three new members of One Row had sexual nicknames. Captain Dildo, Barker, and Pat Phoenix.
What did you say one was Ball Sacagawea? I saw you tweet.
Yes, that was what I was going to say next, man. You just stole my thunder.
See, that's my favorite.
Various examples of sexual nicknames include, I can't even say it without laughing, Ball Sacagawea, Fleshlight, our favorite, and there's one called Jubes, given to the Jewish student with large breasts.
Well, what else would you call a Jew with large boobs?
Jubes. We got Mushroom Stamp. The best is when they give a description. Taint Brush. The kid called Taint Brush, and I'm gonna jump to the Taint Brush kid.
How about this one? A female student sitting on laps and pretending to orgasm. This included her sitting on her younger brother's lap and pretending to orgasm on Make the Band Night. Her nickname was Squirt.
After the soda, right?
The best damn band in the land.
So here's the description of the kid who was nicknamed Taint Brush. A male student scooting across the floor on his hindquarters. His nickname was Taint Brush.
I like it.
A male student conducting a full body demonstration of a flaccid penis becoming erect and spitting candy from his mouth. The trick was also performed with a female student. Their nicknames were Jizzy.
So is that the, like, I didn't read it, the whole thing. I just really was focused on the Ball Sacagawea thing.
Yeah, so what's that?
What is the, like, actual explanation for him being fired from his job?
He was there for all of it and actually kind of promoted it.
So what is your hot take on that?
Yeah, you got to go. Like, there's hazing, and then they're showing up as, like, the person who's in charge and allowing hazing. It's just, there's no place for it. I think a long time ago in the galaxy far, far away, it was common for different groups to haze. But when you, and you know, whether or not it's politically correct, it's definitely, you know, anything sexual harassment on college campuses, it's just not the place for it anymore. So if the guy's not only there for it, but promoting it, yeah, he's got to go.
So Boney is our king of political correctness and just the master on all things when it comes to sex and everything. What's your opinion?
Well, I'm not the master when it comes to sex. That's Mike. So
Mike is the master of sexual conquest. You are our go-to guy for, like, opinions on sexism and racism and things like that.
You know, it's every week we have a topic like this, and every week it's pretty much the same, it seems like, because are the acts that they did crude? Yes. Are they unacceptable? Yes. Do they fall in line with, like, shit that happened to, like, that Miami Dolphin guy that complained because he was being hazed by Richie Incognito and the rest of his teammates? I mean, does it fall in line with, like, Tony Dungy saying, you know, that it would be a big distraction to have, you know, a gay person or whatever in the locker room? I mean, it's a culture thing. You know, and those may be sports cultures in the locker room or whatever, but whenever you have a group of people who are going to be hanging out together more than they hang out with, like, their friends outside of school, there's going to be cliques and little, you know, games that they play and whatever else. So, I mean, for years it's been going on, and you know, as long as nobody was hurt, no harm, no foul in my mind, to be perfectly honest, because it's been happening for years.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I feel along the same lines. Just that I've never, like I said, I've never really been immersed to the band culture, but it just seems like that probably is, I mean, like we all said, we knew the band kids and they were all kind of a little weird. So it just, that probably isn't really that uncommon, I wouldn't imagine. Amongst all, you know, college, high school, all bands. I mean, maybe it's different with the director, you know, being more.
Isn't there another band recently that got in trouble for the same kind of thing?
I think when Ohio State played Florida A&M this year, I know Florida A&M's band did not travel because of, like, hazing or something, but I don't know. I don't know the whole story to it, so that might be it.
All right, so can I tell you a hazing story, a real hazing story?
Yeah, absolutely.
This did not happen to me. It happened to a very good friend of mine from high school who went to UCF. And UCF has probably, like, the largest contingent of hardcore frat bros on the planet. And my buddy Josh, he's a nutcase. That's the only thing I can say. Like, he can go from zero to, like, ballistic very, very, very quickly. And he decided he was going to pledge a frat. But he went to community college for 2 years first. So when he got to the school, he was a junior, and he pledged a frat. And they were treating him like he was, you know, some freshman walking on campus. And him being the insane nut job that he was, he didn't really take kindly to that. So every time they tried to do things to haze him, he basically was just like, fuck you guys. This stuff doesn't work at me. Like, he told me they were at a party once and they tried to make him, you know, drink a bunch of beers, you know, like to the point where you get blackout drunk. And instead he just picked up empty beer bottles and started throwing it at, like, the higher ups in the frat. So their big initiation party was to take everyone out to an island off the coast of Daytona Beach, like this little private island. And they took them out there, and in the process, you were supposed to do, like, all these crazy masculine things and bond. And he just wasn't having any of it. He's like, I just want to sit here and drink beer and leave me alone. So the guy started hazing him and, you know, pushing him and trying to, like, goad him into doing whatever it was. So he ended up just beating the shit out of all of them on a private island and then, like, taking a canoe and swimming back to the shore. It was just – that's just his deal. He just goes crazy sometimes.
But why even – I mean, you know going into it. I mean, it's a fucking fraternity. So you know going into it, something's going to happen. You're going to have to do something to prove that you're worthy to join the stupid group.
Yeah, and I mean, I was always like, dude, you're not the kind of person who has to buy your friends, so you probably shouldn't join this frat. But he was like, well, you know, you only go to college once. I want to see it from every aspect. And
fucking stupid.
He goes into it, and then he eventually gets blackballed, as they call it, where he's like the only person I've ever known to get kicked out of a fraternity and be, like, banned from all the other fraternities on campus. Completely blackballed, like, don't even look at this guy. He's nuts.
Man, it's shit like that that it's stuff like that, and then stuff like, you know, one parent. It's like guys like that and the one parent in the band or a group of parents in this band issue that find out about it and are offended or, you know, somebody gets pissed that comes in and ruins it.
Do you think it's ruined? Do you think they should continue to do the stuff that they're doing and, like, you know, making the kids do, like, an underwear march in the stadium in the cold and stuff like that?
Did the kids do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm asking, like, do you think that that stuff should go on?
Hazing?
Yeah.
Did the kids do it, though?
The kids did it, yeah. They did it. They didn't want to
get any. Did any of them quit the band?
I don't think they did.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean.
Yo.
You're back.
Yeah, do you guys all leave, or was it just me?
Just you.
It's just you.
Damn.
I mean, you know, if the shit, the same goes for, like, the workplace, in my opinion. If a place fucking sucks, nobody's keeping you there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
I love my job, for the record.
You have what?
I love my job. I don't know what we're talking about because I just sat.
We're still talking about the hazing.
So your friend beat a bunch of people up? Is that what I missed?
Yeah, he just went crazy and punched his way off of a private island.
Well, that's what I promote in life. Somebody just pisses you off, just strike them. It always works.
Shouldn't have called him Taint Brush.
But somebody called me Ball Sacagawea, and we're going to have problems.
I just have this image in my mind of Ball Sacagawea, like, leading the settlers on a journey. Like, help us, Ball Sacagawea. Help us get to the West Coast, manifest destiny.
Oh my. What I want to know, aside from my opinion, what I want to know is how long ago did Jim Tressel know that this was going on?
That's a good point.
There is an arm.
Steve Shousted from Youngstown State is their president for this.
Absolutely. The article in the Columbus Dispatch talks about how the investigative branch of the university that investigated this case didn't exist until the Tressel incident happened. So, indirectly, Jim Tressel's actions and Terrell Pryor's actions did have some bearing on this case.
So, how did this, like...
Terrell Pryor.
How is fucking Terrell Pryor, man?
T-peasy.
How did this investigation come to, like, fruition, though? Like, who in their... Like, hey, man... Like, hey, man, they're calling this kid Ballsack of Jalea. Like, you guys really need to send thousands of dollars to investigate this. This is important.
I changed my name on Twitter to Ballsack of Jalea.
Somebody, some nerd's parent complained.
I want to put Brush on there now.
UV Taint Brush.
Oh, what were some of the other names?
There's Taint Brush. There's Jubes. There's
Jew. If I was a Jew with big boobs, I'd love that name.
Mushroom Stamp. Twat Thumper. I don't really know what the hell that means.
Twat Thumper. I like that.
Yeah. I like that.
It's Mike's pet name for his lady.
I don't know. I think Taint Brush and Jubes and Ballsack of Jalea are the leaders in the clubhouse.
Ballsack of Jalea is easily my favorite.
I called it.
Yeah, that's fine. I read it. I only read it because of you, so you can have it.
In fact, I might change my name from Mark the Nomad to Ballsack of Jalea if it's still available.
It might not be after today.
I know. We're about to find out. I'm going live. You guys check it out. I'm gonna see if I can do this.
You're literally going to change your Twitter name to Ballsack of Jalea?
Hell yeah.
All right, so we've talked about our favorite fast food in the past. And as I'm sitting here shoveling candy in my face.
Oh, candy.
I'm wondering what your all's guilty pleasure is when you go to the convenience store.
I know mine immediately. Skittles. Dark Side Skittles.
I got to say the little Krispy Kreme case inside a convenience store always gets me.
All right, so there's a big selection there. So which Krispy Kreme is your go-to?
I like the traditional glaze.
Oh, those are so good.
I regret to inform you that Ballsack of Jalea is taken, but if I change the beginning of it to Go Bucksack of Jalea, that's available.
Whatever works, man.
I'm not going to do that.
I had a couple weeks. I try to never eat donuts in the morning because it just kills my calorie count. And I am still making an effort to not be really fat. But they had brownie batter Krispy Kreme donuts.
I saw those. Those look good.
And I just had to eat one, and it was probably one of the best things I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah, sounds good. The way you just said that didn't, but...
Yeah.
That was a purpose, but it was tremendous. It literally was a donut with brownie batter in it, basically.
Oh, my God, dude. I would shove my junk right in the hole on the side of it.
and on a regular day, I eat the glazed raspberry. I love those.
So, what do you guys think about Ray Rice only getting two games?
Oh, well, pretty good close out of the topic.
I would rather talk about Skittles, personally, but go really? Ahead.
All right, yeah, I mean, that was kind of the hot sports take of the day. Oh, man, look at the NFL.
My hot sports take when it comes to that is, I mean, I think it's obvious that it's kind of ridiculously absurd, but I don't really know what to do about it or what I'm supposed to, you know, do to change the NFL not really caring about domestic violence and raping of women.
How can you get suspended for only two games for hitting somebody, but another guy smokes something that grows in the ground?
Here's the thing,
suspended
I'll say.
For a year.
I know you're obviously saying that with sarcasm, but I don't think that's a like that's an appropriate thing to bring up at that very moment. But if you actually compare the two things, it is absurd.
Well, it would be different if it, I mean, like the differentiation that the NFL is making is if this was the third woman that Ray Rice had punched, he'd be gone for the whole year. And this is
right,
you know,
but just like in our legal system, normally, if you smoke a doobie or you punch a woman, the whether it's your third time getting caught with a doob or your first time punching a woman, you're going to be in much more trouble the first time punching a woman than you are with your 20th time getting caught with a little bit of pot.
Yeah, but I wouldn't necessarily be suspended or lose my job if I hit my wife. Maybe if I went to jail for an extended period of time.
Would you lose your job if said hitting of your wife and dragging her down the hallway was on video?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I don't think honestly, I probably wouldn't have my job either. But, I mean, I wouldn't probably get in much trouble for getting caught with marijuana either, so.
But if you had to take a drug test, I mean, you drive a company car, right?
Yeah, like, no, if I got into a wreck that was caused by me and they made me take a drug test and I failed it, yeah, I would be busted. But I work for a small company, so I don't know. I mean, if I got into a wreck, I got into one wreck, but it wasn't my fault. So I don't know if they would even do that or not. I know big companies always do.
Mark, I seriously don't think I would lose. I mean, I may be naive here, but...
I hear you, man. I mean, like, I don't know what that – I don't know if it does say anything about our
society. It's sad, but, yeah, I think you just get a few crooked stares at work. As opposed to failing a piss test, you're fired immediately.
I mean, what are some other – I mean, we're using the Josh Gordon example because it's the clearest thing we have to, like, a discrepancy in the system. Because, you know, like, weed is from the earth. But is there another situation where someone did something similar? I mean, people keep using the Roethlisberger case or cases as examples. But, I mean, he never went to trial for either of those, right? He settled out of court for both.
Yeah, no, he never got in any trouble for either.
So, I mean, and technically, did Ray Rice get in any trouble legally for what happened?
No.
I don't think his wife pressed charges, did
yeah,
she?
Yeah, so there's no precedent. Like, there's an actual – despite what the court of public opinion says, there's no legal thing to associate with it. And I don't know. I'm not trying to defend Roger Goodell because I think that his, you know, tyrant behavior in terms of suspending people or fining people is ridiculous. But if they do suspend Ray Rice for more games – he's
right, well,
got a legitimate beef with the NFLPA, and it probably gets overturned.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe your first drug suspension is 4 games. Is that wrong?
I don't know.
I think you get placed in the program.
Yeah. The second one's 4 games.
Well,
I thought – well, this is – I mean, this is technically – Josh, it's only his second offense, but he already had one when he came into the league from college.
Yeah, so,
he was in the program, so then his first one was 4 games. It got reduced to 2 or whatever it was, so I don't know. It's just, but like, what was it? Was it Robert Mathis this year that got the 6-game suspension for testing positive for something?
Yeah.
I mean, and his was, like, supposedly possibly a fertility drug or whatever.
That's bullshit.
I mean, so you look at a situation like that, too. Like, a guy who's had, you know, 10, 11 years in the league with zero issue and has one problem and is suspended.
That's how he stays in the league.
Right, a very significant amount of time. And,
like,
right.
6 foot, like, 260 pounds.
Yeah.
And somehow he's dominant playing defensive end.
I need some fantasy football advice. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, let's talk about that's the most annoying thing of the whole year is when people on Sunday morning at 12:45 are asking for fantasy advice.
Boney, who's your sleeper of the year?
Yeah.
You know what the worst is?
Tell me.
Besides white people?
I hate
The worst is week one of the NFL season, people asking who they should start.
Man.
And it's
probably,
like,
I'm not going to make fun of that guy because I'm probably going to be that guy.
And it's like, dude, you just drafted your team like within the last 2 weeks. I mean, you should know who you're going to start game one.
That's a hot take.
But I want to know why we have no one had really answered if they think it's absurd that Ray Rice was only suspended 2 games.
I think he probably should have been suspended 4, appealed, and they had it reduced to 2. Because now if he appeals, it could just be eliminated.
Mike, give a hot take now.
Mike wants to say she deserved it.
Feed us your hot take, Mike.
Oh, definitely do not want to say that. I think it should have been longer than 2 games. I think it's just sending the wrong message to anyone that, you know, hitting a woman to me is one of the most despicable acts that you can possibly perform. And only, I mean, to me, he shouldn't even be able to play. But that's just me.
Bony, do you promote hitting women?
No.
Let's get this out there.
No, not at all.
Do you love women?
Yeah.
Are you a ladies' man?
I love receiving. I love being on the receiving end of what Mike got
yesterday.
That he was bragging about, that he was bragging about last podcast.
Probably bragging about, I might add. Mike, so give us an update. How'd it go this week?
Hey, you open that door, buddy. You got to walk through it now.
No comment.
Oh man, that sounds sour and salty.
Hey, so I gotta ask Mike, and I don't know if she listens to the podcast, but before I left Twitter, there were pictures of you and some chick at a Cleveland game.
Yeah.
Like, I think her name is SAS, like at SASA something.
Yeah.
On Twitter. Is that your girlfriend?
No.
All right, because she's kind of silly, dude. I mean, I would if I lived in wherever you live. I would.
Oh, things you say, man. Would you wear your Roy Rogers fry holster belt?
No, but if she said, Danny or Boney, you got to wear a Cleveland shirt and hat and sing Hang On Sloopy, I would do it. And then I would stroke my hog right in front of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have zero to say to that.
Oh, my God. I'm such a male chauvinist pig.
It's not even that. It's just the fact that you came up with that to begin with.
If I ever listen to this podcast, I am not saying anything.
All right.
I mean, that's what I call it. I call it Swoopy.
I just tweeted, my finger hovered over the hang-up button when at Boney just said, stroke my hog.
Why would you say that? You guys act like you're ashamed of me.
We're not. So today was when we were having a lover's quarrel on the internet. And you gave my position away on the podcast. How much response did you get?
I'm not saying this to be a jerk, but we got no less than like 7 responses.
Who wanted to take my job?
Well, we have Oh Holy Butt Jacob, who actually writes for EDSBS. He wanted to take your job. A lot of SB Nation guys were in on it. They were like, yeah, we want to take that spot.
Wow, what a bunch of dicks. I'm unfollowing SB Nation.
Don't do that. That's not their fault that you weren't handling your business.
And Goon volunteered.
Didn't respect your father.
Screw
Goon. That child will never be on here. Can we need to bring something like new to the podcast, I think, like a interview segment weekly. Like I came up with the idea and it never went through of interviewing one of these tremendous I asked them, but they didn't respond. One of these awesome Twitter sources that is on there tweeting all their inside information, like the personal trainer guy in Cleveland who had the LeBron James news, self-proclaimed, broke it like a week and a half before it happened by just tweeting logical things that might happen. Like, I wanted to get one of those guys on here and just kind of ask them. And
brains. I want to know.
Yeah, like Vern, who knows Cleveland and somehow has like 4,000 followers, like that he probably purchased. But I just want to know, like, from those people themselves, like, and whoever, depending on the week. But you know, it'd be nice to be able to add that dynamic to the podcast and get some people to interview in here.
Well, you guys have the sources on the ground. You have the mayor of Cleveland, the cardiac kid, who can probably get some of these interviews locked up.
We should interview Sean. That should be one of our interviews.
Yeah, but he's not a source. He's just a troll.
He's fascinating.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Those SB Nation guys.
Mike just saw an extremely absurd thing happen in the Indians game, which is why he probably went silent.
Huh? What happened?
What just happened?
Inside the park home run. As Ryan Rayburn was sliding to catch a ball going foul, he fumbled it and missed the catch as he was sliding and then threw the ball off his wrist back into the outfield to no one. And Mike Moustakas just ran around the bases for an in-the-park home run.
Mike Moustakas did that?
Yes, because of Ryan Rayburn did it. And Corey Kluber looks as angry as any human being has ever been about anything.
That's amazing.
Indians Twitter is so mad. And that's my team, and they still make me laugh.
I'm excited for college football. We are like 5 weeks away. I don't have really much hope. I mean, there's a chance that we might be going to the Appalachian State game.
I'll be there.
There's so many people trying to dump those tickets that the opportunities are there. So, Aaron, am I coming to pick you up?
So, listen, I've never been to an Ohio State football game. I have been to numerous Cavs games. I've been to numerous
Indians games. Did you just actually put your microphone in your mouth?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, can you pull the mic away from your face?
Stop gargling your microphone, please.
Is it better now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's better. Jesus Christ.
It's not hiding under your scrotum.
I was just reclining. I was taint brushing. I don't know what happened. So, anyway, yeah, if you would like to pick me up, I will go.
You would go to a Michigan game before you went to an Ohio State game?
I probably would, yeah.
Wow.
Well, man.
I mean, I'm not going to have the opportunity to get a ticket to an Ohio State game for free because Ohio State fans don't just give away their tickets. So,
you know what? That was a special moment in my life, and I'm not going to have you degrade it like you did when I bought you Dollar Dogs. And I don't appreciate that. Yeah. You always take the special things in my life, and you ruin it.
For the record, I never degraded that you did that. You I thought that was fun. Tremendous. But when I was fake retiring from Twitter trolling today, I just didn't feel that you were important enough to thank personally. I thanked you when I thanked all the little people.
That is absurd.
Listen, when I retire from the podcast, I'll thank you for my opportunity.
I don't even know what to say to that. Like,
why would you retire from the podcast?
If I do, because all great runs come to an end, Boney.
Yeah, but you have to have a great one first.
Yeah,
that's true. But one day, this podcast will come to an end, probably before the year's over, and we'll all just look back at each other as just some guys who talked once a week and recorded it for 27 people to listen to, and that's just all it'll be.
No, man, this got real, really real and real.
I think that's a ridiculous take. I disrespect that take.
Why?
Lenny and I are already talking about having a spinoff show.
Yeah, we're talking about Brick with Mike being a special guest.
Well, Mike and I were talking about running a Cavs Cult podcast where we just talk down to Pistons fans and other NBA fans.
Whatever you got to do to feel important in sports.
Well, I think that podcast will only last a couple weeks because you don't pay for any bandwidth, and Mike will get tired of supporting you.
Mike will never get tired. Mike's a big-time liberal, so he has no problem supporting others.
Mike is a huge liberal.
Right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
So can we have a political discussion on this podcast?
Sure.
Because I feel care. Like we should. I want to talk about welfare programs, taxes, fun stuff like that.
I've got plenty of hot takes on those things, and I am a hardcore liberal.
I mean, I really like the dynamic. Boney, do you want to disclose your party affiliation?
I'm kind of middle of the road. I'm some stuff for the Republican side, some stuff for the other side I agree with.
Do you want to disclose your job as a Secret Service agent or no?
Why would you say? Why would you think I'm a Secret Service agent?
I know you're a Secret Service agent.
Because you took a wooden bullet for the president like you were in the line of fire.
Yeah. No.
Are you a Secret Service agent?
No.
Be honest.
No, I work for the D.C. government.
So, in the Secret Service?
No, the D.C. government, like local government, not federal government.
Are you in a suit right now?
Shut up, dude.
Right, Mark, stop poking Mark, the bear.
Mark and I connected on LinkedIn earlier this week. Now I feel all professional.
Yeah, man. He's sliding into my professional resume like Bay.
Is there a messaging part to LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is actually really creepy because it immediately notifies you when someone looks at your profile. So I wasn't actually friends with Boney on LinkedIn, but I got a message that says he was checking me out. And it's kind of like Tinder for professionals.
So you can't you can't LinkedIn stalk someone or they'll know.
You have to make your profile anonymous and then it won't give you all their information.
Wow, that's weird, man.
Yeah, man.
Because, like you Facebook stalk someone, like, they're never going to know about it. Or Twitter stalk someone, but LinkedIn, they know. That's interesting.
Yeah, and I was massaging myself when I found Mark on LinkedIn.
Oh. Yeah, man. I don't blame you, because my picture on LinkedIn is got some serious sex appeal.
So speaking of
pictures, is Brennan's picture on his Twitter now, is that actually him? Is that actually him? Huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Good Lord. I expected someone that was like halfway decent at trolling to not look like he puts a bowl on his head when he goes to the barbershop. Looks like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
So to make this podcast actually relevant to some people who don't follow us on Twitter,
no
we should really have
this.
That's true, but we should really there should be some sort of video accompanied with it, and pull up that kid's picture so they know who we're talking about.
If you want to, there's some pretty cool websites out there where we can just drag and drop and build a site. It's free. We can make a plan with the boys' website. We don't have to talk about it on the podcast, but the options are there for us to do it really cheap. But someone else is doing it. I already record and edit this thing, so I'm not
running the webpage. If I could do it from my iPad, I would do it.
You can do it from your iPad.
Yeah, I can do
that. It also sounds like you have the technological ability of an infant.
My technological ability is on par with Boney's trolling ability.
It's your technological ability is on par with your speaking ability, it sounds like.
I don't understand. What did he say wrong?
Yeah, what did I say wrong?
Don't get personal. Don't get personal.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. I take it back, Aaron.
You should take it back, Dick.
You still haven't given me the respect I asked for today when you...
You know as well as anyone in the world that I respect you.
There's one person on this podcast I don't respect, and that is Daniel.
Why don't you respect Daniel? He's a gentleman and a scholar.
Why doesn't Mike, why don't you talk more?
What are you doing, man?
I'm listening.
He's getting a blowjob. What do you think he's doing?
This isn't the Playing with the Boys podcast for listening. We're not listening with the boys. We're playing with the boys.
Do you re-listen to us when we, the podcast?
Yeah. I listen to it every time.
So
I listen to it for, like, quality, to find out where it sucks, where the audio goes in and out, so I can try to fix it.
So I downloaded us, so it's like with my regular music, and nothing's worse. And like if I'm trying to work out or I'm trying to like mow my yard and I'm in like a sweet groove, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, welcome to the Playing with the Boys podcast. I'm your host, Bowie, and I'm like, oh,
but it never worked out to this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it pulls up just like I have my podcast on shuffle or my music on shuffle or whatever, and the podcast comes up, and it's just it really ruins it for me.
Right. If I'm like bench pressing and rise, I'm like listening to like something, and then it turns into Aaron, Mark, and Boney.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I drop all the weight on my chest.
We can be responsible. You know, and I wonder too, like, where are people listening to us when, like, our 27 listeners are tuning in?
Ohio, probably.
All taking a poo. Like, where are they at, though, when they're listening? Like, are they at work? Like, we know CJ doesn't have a job, so obviously he's not at work.
You know,
God, I just watched the Ryan Rayburn GIF. It is magical. It is my spirit animal. I have to retweet this. I have to retweet this. This is amazing.
I just wanted to talk about where people listen to our podcast at.
Yeah, but
I'm getting trolled by Tigers fans from tweets from a year ago when he actually was good.
We're all trying to pretend here that like some of us work out when we don't.
Mike and I do.
I've actually listened to our podcast at
work. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at that throw.
Mike and I have lost combined over 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah? God. Ever since I got a Fitbit, I've gained 8 pounds.
For real? I don't wear my Fitbit anymore.
I do. Why, Mike?
How do you gain 8 pounds after you get a Fitbit?
I don't know, man. I'm like an anomaly.
Because
I'm expanding.
It makes you think you can eat more.
I'm not eating anymore. I think I'm just getting old and fat.
How old are you, Mark? You're like 31, right?
I'm going to be 33 this week.
33, okay.
That's playing with the boy's birthday?
The girl I'm dating is older than all of you guys. That's crazy.
Nice, dude. Oh, is she more experience?
How old are you, Bonnie?
33.
Oh, wow.
34.
35.
I'm almost 34.
Damn, bro. It kind of sucks. I'm at the point now, and let's not get all, like, sad and technical, but everyone in my family that dies from a heart condition, and I'm, like, looking at myself in the mirror going, buddy, you're going to kill yourself. It's time to stop.
Well, you have young children, man. That's not okay to die already.
I'm not really looking forward to it, so I'm, you know, investing in some more equipment, and it's just a matter of calories out, calories in.
It is. Can we line up your replacement in case you do die?
My brother will probably step in. He's a good 40, 50 pounds lighter than me, so.
Do you think he'll be sad if you die?
I'm going to assume yes.
I don't really want to skip a week if you die or anything.
No, I've got a nice transition plan.
I'm going to need him to not be that upset. If you die on a Wednesday and we're recording on a Thursday, like, he's going to have to be ready.
He might be ready. He also will probably expect you to pay for your portion.
Nice.
So he's not a liberal like you?
No. Although I did pay your chunk. I'm just patiently waiting.
Well, that's kind of like when I gave you those sweet tickets, it kind of like pays for itself now.
Hot dogs.
Man, that's awesome.
What'd you buy me, like $2 hot dogs?
I fed your children.
You did. That's nice of you.
And then you made them do that OH thing.
I made his kid do it.
Yeah, I know. You made him do that. That's awful.
That was actually 1 year ago last week where we all did that.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been weird if Boney was there, though.
Oh, no, man. It would have been great.
Oh, speaking of trips to Ohio, I don't think we're coming up there until the end of September.
Well, that's okay. I'll still be here.
I was hoping you'd have moved out by then.
My wife and I, we are trying to plan a football trip to go see a college football stadium, but we're having a difficult time picking where we should go. And I mean, Ohio Stadium is on the list, but I say this not sarcastically, but if the band is going to be, like, suspended or in trouble, it degrades whether or not we're going to go because we want to see the band. If I go to an Ohio State game in Ohio Stadium before Aaron does, that's going to be kind of sad, right?
That is sad.
Yeah, sad for me. Hey, Tribe tied it up, man.
Oh. Was it Rayburn?
No, Jan Gomes. All right, so are we getting to our sports reporter take? Because I feel
we're actually we're there. We're at 54 minutes.
Yeah, I just feel like this has gone completely downhill and been our worst podcast yet.
That's not been our worst.
Yeah, we've had some bad.
Always said, Aaron. You always say every podcast.
Every week is our worst.
About it.
Yeah. I liked last week a lot because it was just really funny talking about French fry holsters and stuff like that.
Cameron Diaz, always.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Mike, you want to give your sports reporter take?
I'm not prepared.
You're prepared. Talk about Kevin Love.
Talk about Kevin. Well,
I can go first.
I'll go first. I've done about.
I'll go first.
Kevin Love.
Do it. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, so. Last week, you probably said, oh, he's not going to talk about race again this week. And I did. And this week, you're saying, okay, he talked about race last week. He's not going to do it this week. But I've got to. Mike brought it up earlier today. And I've been seeing it on Facebook for the last 3 weeks. And then at the ESPYs the other night, Drake brought it, you know, made a kind of joke that wasn't really funny. But on Facebook, I've seen these BuzzFeed videos of, you know, what if Hispanic people talked like white people? And then I've seen a what if black guys or black people talked like white people do? And then Drake says, you know, such and such white guy, white people haven't been that mad since the parking lot was full at Whole Foods. I'm just wondering when it's going to be okay or not okay to make, like, any race jokes instead of any race other than, you know, white people is insensitive. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm wondering when that's going to happen. Is that going to happen? I hope it does soon because I'm getting a little bit fed up by it. Thank you.
Okay.
I feel a lot like I can hear, like, Daniel Tosh as a comedian makes a lot of black jokes, and it's okay.
Yeah, but, Drake...
Comedy is, like, the last place where you can make inappropriate jokes and it still, like, be in the realm. Like, their goal is to elicit a response. I feel like, you know, like, Bill Burr is my favorite comedian. I tweeted a feminist rant to Mike today. You know, about feminism. And, you know, it's normally things I wouldn't say, but I find it funny when I hear someone else say it. Great podcast, by the way. Listen to Bill Burr's podcast.
Yeah, but like for instance, what's his name? Daniel Tosh made a rape joke, and one woman in the crowd got pissed and, like, heckled him. And so he made a joke about her saying, yeah, like, for instance, wouldn't it be funny if everybody started raping her right now? and then all of a sudden, it's like everybody wants him to apologize. And it's like, dude, that's his bit. He's a comedian. She shouldn't have been at the comedy show if she was going to get offended.
All right. I'm going to nominate Mike now. We're going around.
I really don't have a take.
Have a take. Don't suck.
Get it!
I'm not Jim Rome.
What was that?
I don't know what that was.
I was watching one of those fight videos. I didn't know it was going to come in.
Sure, Aaron's got something.
Yeah, the only thing I want to say is I want to say happy birthday to the founder of the podcast, Mark. Mark Ball Sacagawea, Nomad, whatever your name is now. I appreciate you as Podmaster. And
that means a lot.
I can't wait to talk down to Pistons fans all NBA season long like they talk down to Tribe fans. I feel it's very comparable because, like the Indians, the Pistons don't have many fans. So it should be a lot of fun, and I look forward to mocking them every single night.
Here's what I'll say about that in response.
And happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you. If you intend on mocking the Pistons fans, we're going to have an equally Indians response if the Pistons win one of those games. Because the Tigers lose to the Indians, you guys act like you just won the pennant. So
we did.
If we beat the Cavs, you better be fully prepared for the
we're prepared.
But my response will just be what your guys' response is oh, cool. Maybe you should care more about your team and how your season's going and not us. How's last place feel? Sorry, I'm looking down on you from first.
No, we're gonna thank God for letting the Pistons play on such a court with God's gift.
I agree. That is a very good
idea. I'm going to make up some weird
score this year.
I'm just going to make up some random.
It should be an honor for them.
Just walk
on the court. Andre Drummond, go to the middle of the floor and just kiss the block C of the Cavaliers. And just thank God that he can be there on the same floor.
I'm also going to pick some arbitrary number, and it'll be like 12 games. And if the Cavs don't win more than 12, the division by more than 12 games.
You know what? Right now,
12 games though. 12 games though.
Yeah, the Pistons will. It'll probably be 30 games to be honest. But I'm just gonna go 15 to be nice.
Oh yeah, Lance and Lance Jr.
Nah, I'm going to 30 games for the Pistons.
30 games. You know what? I hope you're right. I hope they – and I've maintained the stance. The one real thing is that degrades us getting curb stomped by the other teams is the fact that you are rewarded for being absolute trash in the NBA. Like, it's beneficial. If you're not going to make the playoffs, you should not.
You were absolute trash last year. You made your first round of draft.
Well, that was just stupid – Joe Dumars trades that, and the balls fell into place where they don't get anything in return.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. I mean, even when we do have like a top three pick, we draft everyone but an all-star and get Darko Milicic.
Yeah, but you still want a ring.
Yeah. It's nice. It is nice.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Yeah. You'll get there one day.
I just gave you an internet two pats on the back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is it Aaron's hot take?
Yeah.
Aaron Kima's hot take.
That was my hot take.
He said happy birthday to me.
He's just going to speak down to Pistons fans.
And happy birthday to Moni.
12
years.
I will also be making attendance jokes every chance that I get about Pistons games.
I'm really, really, I mean, like, ungodly excited about this football season coming up. I don't know why I had like a shred of optimism glean into my brain. I think it's just because, you know, you get to this point in the baseball season where it's hard to even pay attention, even when your team is winning or having a successful year, because there's just a glut of games and nothing else going on. The World Cup was a nice aside, but I just want to say that on July 24th, 2014, you could say that I was optimistic about Michigan football. And if anyone says to me, you're always so negative about it, we will point back to this day. Because I feel like they have a shot. I feel like they have a shot at the title.
You know, I got my season tickets on Tuesday this week. I opened them up and I looked down at them. I looked and saw the schedule that we have for at home. And my first thought was, this is absolutely pathetic. But then my second thought was, this team could win a lot of games.
At home.
At home. But, you know, we could win a road game or two and get 9 wins. And that's where my head is at right now. But then the other side of me thinks 9 wins keeps Brady Hoke's job.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I really don't care anymore. I know Harbaugh's not coming, and I don't see anyone else taking a spot that is going to be a massive improvement.
I mean, unless there's, yeah.
And in tonight, instead of talking about all the girls in bikinis, I found a weird story on Barstool Sports to report. There's a kid in India that had 232 teeth removed from his mouth.
How?
Yeah, it's just some weird disease called...
Why does that shit just happen? It seems like that only happens in India. Things like that.
Some in the water, man.
Cool, man.
Suffering from a complex condition known as complex odontoma, where he had two... And the kid was only 17. But they also have a video on there of this girl who got, you know, gassed. The dentist gas, and she starts talking about how she wants to have sex with the dentist and she wants white penis. So, Boney, you should go check that out, man. I'm going to link it out to you right now. This is yours.
I've been watching on repeat the entire time we've been talking here.
Stroking the hog.
Stroking my man.
All right. So that's it for us this evening. We're going to end on that note.
Why do we always end on an awkward note from me?
What happened to the end of...
I think it's impossible for us to not end on an awkward note from you.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. You guys, man. hey, a dude at the Anaheim game just caught a foul ball and he's wearing a Pistons jersey.
Go Pistons.
Yeah, go Pistons.
All right, so for Dan Boney, for Aaron, who said happy birthday to me, and for
Happy
Mike,
birthday, Mark.
Thank you. Happy birthday to me. I'm Mark, and we are done. We'll see you next week.